As a young girl of Eastern European immigrants, you'd think that I had read all of the Grimm's fairy tales. But since I was living in the United States, they were never really common here, except through Disney. Stories like Snow White and Rapunzel, even Little Red Riding Hood, were easy to find. But some of the more obscure Grimm stories I had to search for. Spirit in a Bottle is one of those Grimm's stories that wasn't actually a story that belonged to the brothers themselves. You see, the Grimm's brothers were scholars coming from a literary, scientific background. They were interested in preserving folk tales and fairy tales, but they came at it from a realistic point of view. Not a romantic one, not with a deep understanding of ritual, magic, and medicine from the unseen world. They say that the Grimm's brothers visited indigenous people, farmers, healers, women's sewing circles, and listened on as the people in those regions shared their family folk tales orally. Nothing was written down. Much to the credit of the Grimm's brothers, they recorded these stories as they heard them. But what they lacked was a deeper understanding of metaphor, nuance, and the medicine hidden within the stories. This is why people all over the world have kept their stories passed down from generation to generation, because within the story are ways of healing the body, mind, and spirit that they encapsulated in these stories, like verbal medicine chests that they could share with their children, their grandchildren, and all the generations to come. I myself was soulsick when I went to a festival and heard the most beautiful African storyteller. He was so full of life, in vibrant, colorful African printed costume, singing and dancing as he told story. I was mesmerized. And when he was done, I went up to him in gratitude and a kind of embarrassed shame that he had such a wealthy pantheon of stories to tell from his culture, and I was bankrupt. He stopped and looked at me with those wise eyes and said, "Where are your people from?" "Well, they're German. I'm from German ancestry. My family immigrated when I was really young." He just shook his head. "Your people have stories," he said. "Go find them. That's where you'll find your own magic." This is what sent me deeper into the 200 stories that the Grimm's brothers collected, reading and walking with them in the wild, making sense of the deeper metaphors. Spirit in a Bottle captured my attention because I too had locked away my passion in a tiny bottle in my heart to protect it from the forces of judgment and ridicule in my world. And when I grew old enough to uncork my passion, my voice, my truth, I felt angry about it, resentful. There was even grief involved. Why hadn't I heard more stories about girls growing up powerful, sensitive, compassionate, and driven to meet a destiny of their own? I just didn't see them, and the Disney stories didn't match my life. Even though I waited for Prince Charming over and over, he didn't come. I needed to carve my own path. If you go back to the original version of Spirit in a Bottle, you will see that it is a woodcutter and his son. But after telling and teaching stories for over 20 years to girls, I realized we needed more stories about the feminine. And so I began to update Spirit in a Bottle to include a more feminine perspective. Whether you are listening, identified as a man or a woman, there's medicine in this story for you. And when you sense into Your own bottle, your own bottleneck, your own buried power. It's important to reflect on what this bottle stands for. In many of the old stories, not just from Northeastern Europe, but also in the Middle East, genie was a stand-in for jinn, which was a stand-in for genius. And each and every child comes equipped with their own genius to make it through their life in their own unique and creative way. And if anywhere along the way, a child is ridiculed or judged for the way they ingeniously figure out how to go through their life, they will bottle that up until there comes a time where their curiosity and their enthusiasm and their daring to risk more will uncork the bottle. It may cause a time of chaos, anger, grief, or even injury until a deeper connection with their own healing and manifestation begins to become the new normal. This is why I love this story. This is why I tell it again and again, especially to people who are looking for transformation of an old wound, or someone who's feeling lost and stuck in relation to their past. And for all of us who are endeavoring to source our own genius in times where the answers don't lie outside of us. I hope you enjoy this story again and again for the medicine that's buried within it.